The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's a big podcast listening day because everybody loves Down in the DM, and you'll hear Down in the DM today, and we're breaking it down, right? Carrie hit us up because her husband, Josh, number one, is not excited that they're pregnant. Mm. Number two, he did not go to the first sonogram appointment, and now all of a sudden he's communicating with women on Snapchat. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I had a lot of feelings about this one.
Yeah, I do too, because like, I feel like a lot of homies have to get this stuff out of the system before the kid arrives. At least that's what they feel.
Yeah.
Well, did it go down or didn't it go down? You'll find out. But the red flag for me right away is the guy not wanting to go to the first appointment in the sonogram.
He said he had to work.
Okay, cool. He had to work. And Anthony, you ain't got no kids, but Anthony's a pretty sensitive guy. I'm sure he wouldn't miss the first sonogram appointment.
That was a lot of hypothetical in that little yeah. sentence.
You what just if Anthony down. Had to work?
What if he had to open up for like Kevin Hart?
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Then
yeah,
he would.
All right, let's listen to the podcast now. You ever forgotten your phone and you turn around and go get it? What if you work on the radio and you can't leave? Oh. Welcome to Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm naked.
Dude, automatic.
DJ automatic.
Automatic without a phone and afraid.
You do feel weird when you... If you don't have your phone on you, if you're anything like us, I feel like I'm missing an arm.
Well, don't us into foot. It. Automatic's a little bit more. He's a Twitter finger guy, Dan.
Oh,
you
my
know
gosh.
That.
He can't of go all 5 minutes us, without looking at his phone.
Yeah, Automatic is a constant phone checker, dude. You open it up like you're looking for food in the refrigerator.
I do, because I need that constant information. But yeah, I went down to the car, and I wasn't there, obviously. And then I started remembering. I was like, where did I last have my phone? I had it in the bathroom. Oh. So I know it's sitting on that little table that's right next to the toilet, and it's just waiting for me to come get it. He's like, he's lonely there.
He can't sit down on the toilet without the phone. Oh. Is that like a, you know?
I mean, we don't have magazines but next to the toilet anymore.
I do. I keep magazines.
Not in our bathroom. Not in
no,
our bathroom. We don't. The one downstairs
bathroom.
We have magazines.
Yeah. Here's the only thing that you got to make sure you do when you do this, all right? If you're in the, everyone's in the bathroom with their phone. Everybody does it,
yeah.
right? But it's just after you wipe, you got to make sure you don't touch your phone again until you wash your hands.
Well, right? I didn't because it's sitting there on the table.
Are you going to be able to make it all day?
No, I'm going home first. I'm going home first chance I get to go get it.
Oh,
dude, you're missing a teenage girl. Come on, dude.
What if I miss an important phone call?
Oh my god.
They'll call me if it's important.
I'm in charge of the money of this situation. What if I miss some money?
Okay, go home
now
and get
you guys,
your phone.
Now you guys care. Now you care about the
go
phone.
Go get the phone. All right, National Day.
We'll
Anthony
kick it
Day.
Off with National Hemp Day. Shout out to hemp, man. Very diverse.
All the, like, the clothing, the oils, all that stuff.
Yeah, dude. We also
healing proprietaries. Ooh. Yeah, it's good stuff.
We also got National Homemade Soup Day.
I make a good caldo, man. Caldo de cola, the oxtail soup. Man.
It's amazing.
I'm a fan of tortilla soup because you put a little crunch in there with the chips. All right, we also have National Mail Carrier Day, so shout out to the mailman and the mailwoman.
Shout out to our mailman.
Hey.
It's so good, right?
Yeah. We also have, it's also National Wear Red Day, which is raising awareness about heart disease in women.
It's the number one killer heart attacks for women. Nobody ever talks. You always hear about men, right?
Yeah, I didn't know
you
that.
You never hear about women, yeah.
All right.
All right, so I want to remind you that it is Black History Month, remember? We've had quite a few different facts, but I want to talk about the first African-American attorney. His name was John Mercer Langston, and he became a lawyer in Ohio in 1854, passed the bar, and went on to be quite successful. So there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM breakdown time. We're going to talk about our girl Carrie, who hit us up about her husband, Josh, sending messages to other women on Snapchat.
He told all of these women to snap him and not to text him. I mean, something's up.
Don't you think he would erase those messages, those texts, if he was doing something wrong?
Well, if he wasn't doing something wrong, why would he tell them to snap him?
There's actually more to this story because Carrie is pregnant with their first child.
Oh.
And well, the thing is, Josh wasn't really happy about the pregnancy. Carrie sees Snapchat messages coming through on his phone. I'm playing the woman Jessica. He was snapping, and here's how that call went.
Saw the messages, and I took pictures of the messages.
What did they say?
They said, hit you on Snap so we can talk.
Exactly, Carrie, to talk about work. I'll tell them to snap so we can keep the messages private.
Well, why do you have to keep them private if it's just work?
Come on, you cannot be serious.
I will tell you right now, I tried really hard to hit on Josh. It wasn't happening, but he wasn't nice.
Sorry. sorry, Josh. I didn't know what else to do.
How about you talk to me? I am your husband. This is crazy.
Really? Well, you just weren't happy about us getting pregnant, and then you didn't come to the doctor's appointment, and I guess I'm just afraid you're going to leave me.
You're my wife. I love you. You know, we can talk about this when we get home, not in a radio show.
That guy's a jerk.
Do you know what that was? That was love right there. How you know they're really really married, because he was so annoyed with his wife's stupid antics.
Can you even imagine not coming to my sonogram?
He was at work.
I ain't got a kid, but automatic you do. And I feel like I've seen a lot of my homies go through this when they're expecting a child. It's a big transition phase.
It is.
Where men don't know how to act, because
you get a lot of pressure.
Okay, maybe it didn't go, they didn't plan it. It didn't go, he didn't see this in his future, and now he's still going through the adjustments, and then maybe that's, not saying it's right, but that's why he's being rude to his lady.
He didn't see it. Does he not know what happens when you have unprotected sexy time?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen every time, Dana.
Come on.
Why did you come to my first appointment to see Ava Madison? Little sonogram.
Because I wanted to see it. Because I wanted to be there. I don't know his situation. He's got to work. Who knows what their financial situation is? He now knows that he has to provide for his wife.
He works at a bar. They do a sonograms at night now?
No. It might have been. Maybe it was a good tip day. You don't know.
The Snapchat stuff was sketch, though, dog.
That was sketch. But that man is in love with that woman.
You can tell by
how annoyed he is. Think about how much I love you, and I'm annoyed by you constantly.
Treat me like that doesn't mean. You know what? The phones are ringing. How do you feel about the way Josh was talking to Carrie?
Nobody talks to people on Snapchat for work. That's just weird.
I mean, obviously he wasn't trying to mess with Jessica, right? I tried and he wasn't going there. But he's he's rude. He didn't go with her to the appointment.
There needs to be a conversation, and he does not need to speak to her that way. That was rude and disrespectful.
That's what I thought. I thought he's so mean. He had like a mean character.
He made me just feel sad for her. Like
me too.
He just came at her hot, right away. Like, get it? He's at work, whatever, but you don't speak to her like that.
I don't know if you have kids or not, but that first try, you're very emotional when you're pregnant. Nah, man, nah. He's mean.
It was interesting. She said she waited a week with my baby daddy. I waited 3 months because I made my plan to leave. I waited 3 months and kept my mouth shut.
It's because you know, right? You know.
You know. Mm-hmm. And then you make your plan and you dip.
How are you and your baby doing now?
I am wonderful. He's about to turn 1 year old. We are doing amazing. I just started a new job. I just got a promotion 3 days into this new job. I'm freaking killing it.
Yes, girl. Live your life. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good inspirational story right there. Anybody like Dana said, any young woman going through that situation, you said he planned for 3 months. What was something you did during that 3 months that you think really kind of helped you get through that?
I had a really solid family, just kept me strong through the whole thing. Sorry, I get emotional. They're out of state, but kept me strong through the whole thing. I had some really awesome coworkers that helped me plan and keep everything on the low. They let me move in for a while. They helped me, and I was really able to set myself up for success. So all those people, my coworkers, my friends, my family, they made it happen.
I mean, I'm sure there's other women listening who can identify with both of us. That's how I left, finally, a bad relationship. After years, though, I wasn't as smart as you. I waited so many years, but it's like this plan, and you finally make it, and then you have this outside help, and you know that they've been there the whole time wishing that you could find the strength to leave. They've been in your corner the whole time hoping that you get out of it.
100%. I heard it all. They pushed me. They let me know that they were there for me. They understood why I was waiting as long as I did, because I couldn't just up and just go nowhere. Like, I'm the only person out of my family here, so I needed to plan, and it worked. So.
And look at you. You learned whatever lessons you needed to, in that situation, and now you and your baby are thriving. Thank you so much for sharing that story. I know you're helping a lot of people listening, and you call back anytime, okay? We'll talk to you later. I don't believe that it's that extreme between Carrie and Josh. I really don't. The guy's a jerk and whatnot, but he's got to understand she's expecting their child. She's carrying a baby that they made together, and he needs to be there for her.
On top of that, her hormones are going crazy.
Oh.
But back to what Dana was saying. Man got to realize, being a father starts from the pregnancy. Starts from the moment, you guys find out you're having a kid.
Remember we were interviewing Nicki Minaj, and you guys were like, oh, and Automatic was like, oh, and I'm like, you don't understand. When that baby's inside of you, it's very different. I don't think Automatic realized how much he loved our daughter until she came into the world.
It's different. Because when she's there the belly, you feel her and you can kind of see her move here and there. But until she came out and I could actually touch her and hold her,
the love,
that's where everything changed.
Yeah, so step it up, Josh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, if you just turned the radio on, we are talking about a grandmother that got her granddaughter a tattoo for her birthday without the parents' permission.
The Parents Court!
Okay, so it's for her 14th birthday, and she took her to get
her
birthday.
You said 14?
14.
Damn. So she was just 13, and she just turned 14.
Yes, she's 14 now, and she's inked up. She got a little flower with her birthstone and the colors, and I don't know. Okay,
bruh, I'm sure
on her shoulder, or chest, right
I'm
here.
I'm sure it's a horrific tattoo.
I don't know if it's horrific. It could be an amazing artist. Who knows?
My first thought is, yo, where is this grandma taking her? What kind of sketch tattoo artist is going to be like, yeah, I'm going to tattoo a 14-year-old with her parents not around?
She said she was her, you know, guardian.
Damn. Yeah. So grandma's foul. She out here lying.
She lying
she
and everything.
In trouble.
Well, now the mother has gone on social media to ask opinions if she's taking it too far because she wants the grandmother to pay for the tattoo removal.
No, she hasn't taken it too far. She shouldn't have done that in the first place. That's not her kid. Why would she think it was okay to take a 13-year-old girl to get a tattoo?
I'm not defending her, but I want to play devil's advocate. Grandparents always want to give their grandkids everything they want.
Being the cool
want.
Grandma, sometimes you go too far.
You give them a Happy Meal from McDonald's. You don't give them a tattoo.
She don't want a Happy Meal. She wants a tattoo. She wants ink. She wants to be cool.
Well, she's got a plaque on her chest now. Think about that. That's there forever. Ever.
No, you can have it removed. I would be upset. I don't think it's okay for anyone to make any decisions, a decision of that magnitude about your child, but yourself as a parent, right?
I mean, what do you think grandma was thinking? Like, she thought this was going to turn out okay?
I think she didn't care. To be honest, that's what the mom's saying, is that she's just like, oh, well, oh, well. It's become a big family issue.
Do her and the grandma hate each other?
Well, they do now.
Because this could have just been
mother-in-law issues, right?
This could have just been a stab at the daughter-in-law.
It could be. So the phones are blowing up. Line two, who is this?
Hey, it's your boy, Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie. At what age should a kid be allowed to get a tattoo?
I'll say 18. That's what my parents made me wait for.
Yeah, same,
I'm
dog.
Understand. You're a pretty progressive guy, so why do you think that a kid should wait till they're 18?
Man, I can't give you a straight answer on that. I guess just because you got to listen to what your parents tell you. They told me to wait till I was 18, so I did.
You get a tattoo in my house when you start paying the bills. That's when you get a tattoo.
Yeah, paying your own bills. They said I got to pay for it myself.
How do you feel about those tattoos now? Do you regret them or you still rock with them?
Nah. I'm pushing Pete with him.
It's like, I love him. Look, I understand that getting ink with your children is like the new thing, and I don't judge. That's not my thing. I know some people like to drink with their kids. I've never had a drink with my children. It's not my thing.
Oh, aren't you special?
No, the thing is that a lot of children will go back and blame us for the, oh, my parents did this. And if you regret the tattoo, oh, it's my mom let me do it. It's all her fault.
No, see, because
I'm ink free.
My mom let me get tattoos at 18. And,
you regret those tattoos.
I regret them, but I don't blame her.
If I was you, I'd blame my mom for those little dainty ass tattoos.
Anthony got the most dainty A's on his cast. Let's throw the photos up. Should he have them removed?
They modeled the Atlanta Brave A's. I'm not even from Atlanta. Have nothing to do with Atlanta.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go vote now. That's today's
The Parents Court.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj has not come with new music for 3 years, okay? We know she got a new one out now. Why, though, did she not want to drop anything? She explains right now inside the Daily Dirt, and I'll tell you, it has to do with her being pregnant with Papa Bear. This is big news. We'll play the audio. That story and more. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We got Cameron celebrating his birthday and YouTube star Zach King celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so let's begin the Daily Dirt with Forbes magazine announcing Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are pregnant. But some say it's a little disrespectful. Here's the headline. Singer, business mogul, billionaire, entrepreneur, owner of Fenty, Rihanna, expecting child with boyfriend ASAP Rocky. Like, he's just a boyfriend. That's gotta hurt.
I mean, he's a platinum rapper. He's you know, got major fashion deals, but they do the exact same thing to Jay-Z on a daily. So it's just, I think that's just the women, when you have a superstar girlfriend in his case, they just get more attention. I know personally.
All right. Now we will talk about Justin Bieber buying the Bored 8 NFT for $1.3 million. Automatic, you said it's the most in-demand NFT. How do you even know that?
Because I read. But I don't buy NFTs because I just...
You don't know, have $1.3 million?
All the money that I put into crypto has literally been cut into half. Aww, so it hasn't worked out for me. That's just me personally, though.
This new married Justin Bieber, he's out here like pushing his cannabis brand and buying NFTs, dude. What's next for young Justin Bieber?
A baby.
Oh!
That would be his biggest investment yet.
And then they'll get to talk about his wife, or what? I can't even think of her name.
Okay, and then finally, Nicki Minaj hadn't given us music for 3 years until today. Yes! Do we have a problem out now? But she actually sat down with us earlier this week and told us why, and it has to do with her being pregnant with Papa Bear.
You know what? When I was pregnant, there was a song. We were like, my label wanted me to go full out with a single and everything, right? When I was pregnant. And I couldn't bring myself to put out a song about and eating. I couldn't bring myself to put a record out like that while my son was growing in my body.
I get that. You know, we went further into the combo about how it's a sacred space. You're growing a human, like a flower, but it's a person.
It was beautiful to see you and Nicki Minaj connect over the bond of motherhood. It was dope to see. But during the interview, I was thinking, because you're blocked by Cardi B, Do you think now that this will forever solidify that you're always going to be blocked from Cardi B? Like, you're never going to get unblocked now that you're BFFs with Nicki Minaj.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I don't know, the bars might come at me too.
It's one or the other. Either you're going to forever be blocked, or you're going to be the bridge that reunites hip hop.
Wouldn't that be amazing if I can get Cardi B and Nicki Minaj together?
Let's speak that into fruition.
Let's do it. All right, that's today's Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America's number one food chain has the perfect gift for the love of your life if they're a foodie for Valentine's Day. I'll tell you what it is and who the restaurant is right now. Inside Food News, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
This hashtag that we're going to start with is, I was so happy about it. Johnson & Johnson and three other pharmaceutical distribution companies just agreed to pay Native American tribes $590 million
For what?
Over the effect of opioid abuse. So a recent study cited in this settlement discovered Native Americans had the highest per capita of opioid abuse than any other group. Now, when considering how many tribes are involved, it's not a lot of money. But what it does mean is that the reservations will be able to build treatment centers on their land in order to help people. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement, "This is not us admitting guilt." Is it ever? I'm like,
what
whatever.
Are they doing for the rest of America?
I don't know. And the settlement are still being worked out. There's lawsuits all over.
Yeah.
There's lawsuits
Well, at least they're taking care of the natives first. So.
Well, the problem with all of this is that it's not getting to the root of the issue, which is doctors overprescribing because they want the kickbacks. And they are the worst drug dealers in the world, times 10 over the
cartel. Opioids are killing more people than any other drug at this point.
Oh, for sure. You're like, oh, the cartel. No, you need to worry about the local doc in your town. And then finally in food news, some people love Chick-fil-A. Oh, who am I kidding? They're the number one fast food restaurant in the country. And now they're packaging a special heart-shaped tray for Valentine's Day. Items include the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Nice.
10-count chicken minis. 6-count chocolate chunk cookies. I've never had a chocolate chunk cookie.
Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, that sounds so good. Or 12 chocolate fudge brownie halves. Check your local stores. They're available, you know, not every Chick-fil-A is doing it, but be sure and call up and get that order for your
love.
Do
you have to, like, make a vow to abstinence in order to buy this?
No. Oh, no. But I was going to say, make sure you get down before you eat all that food, dog. But yeah.
Go for a jog before you give it to your lover. Would you be upset if someone gave you a Chick-fil-A tray for Valentine's
Day?
Hell yes.
You'd be upset?
Yes.
Why?
You're going to give me chicken nuggets for Valentine's
Day? Brownies.
Well, I mean, those are better, but still.
Better than assorted chocolate. Come on, dog. No, that's assorted chocolate.
A National Day, Anthony.
We'll kick this one off with National Hemp Day.
Hey, shout out to hemp. It's healing powers.
Let's take a moment to shout out CBD. All right? Yes. CBD's done a lot. All right?
And let hemp have its day.
Yes,
hemp
please.
is marijuana with none of the fun.
Yeah. There we go. We also got National Homemade Soup Day. Perfect time of the year to make some homemade soup.
Caldo. I love caldo de cola. That's oxtail soup. It's my favorite, and I make some good caldo de cola.
This one is a little serious. It is National Wear Red Day, which is raising awareness about heart disease with women.
Okay, so I talked about this earlier. The number one killer of women in the United States is heart attacks. You hear it about men all the time. The Sex and the City reboot, and just like that, Big dies of a heart attack. Spoiler alert. But it's the number one killer of women. Yeah. We got to take care of ourselves, ladies. We put everything on our own shoulders.
Now,
you know?
Dana, what goes in? What is hard and dry and comes out soft and wet?
What is hard and dry and comes out soft and
my
wet?
My mind went somewhere
Anthony
right away.
A.
Bubble gum. Hey! Automatic. Do you know why the gum crossed the road?
Why did the gum cross the road?
Because it stuck to the chicken's foot.
That was
I should have ended on the soft and chewy. National Bubblegum Day.
Yeah, when you went to school, did you guys, were you jealous of kids with the expensive bubblegum? I always had the Wrigley.
I was never the kid with gum.
My nan always bought that
the little green pack.
That double
oh, that's the best one.
No, it's not.
What's better than that one?
The big giant bubblegum that you could blow bubbles with.
Oh, bubblegum.
Dude, that stuff lasts for like 5 seconds, dog.
The big league. The big league chew.
There it is, dude. Nothing like stimulating the fact of chewing tobacco. Just making that look like it's, we're doing that.
All right, let's talk about Black History Month now. Something positive. John Mercer Langston was the first black man to become a lawyer when he passed the bar in Ohio in 1854. Whoa. He went on to be one of the first African-American politicians in history. So look him up. All right, teach your kids something.
Yes. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's this woman. Her name is Anastasia Elzinger. And she got really hungry and she decided to order DoorDash. And she got herself a wrap, some curly fries, turnovers, and a drink from Arby's. You know, the curly fries are so good. So she hears the doorbell ring, and she's very disturbed because it's a police officer delivering her DoorDash.
What the?
The man who is actually working for DoorDash, who was supposed to make the delivery, had a warrant for his arrest.
So the cop
pulls him over and arrests him. And the man who works for DoorDash begs the officer, can you please make this delivery? Can you please make sure? Because I need to keep my ratings up.
Yeah, 100%. Oh. 5 stars right there. Shout out to him. You know,
he went the extra mile.
And hopefully he
shout out to the cop, though.
Exactly. The cop didn't know. Listen.
No, I'm not who you're expecting. But your driver got arrested for taking the care. So I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for
you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Anastasia went on to say the fries were still hot.
Oh, dude, I think that cop should have got a fry.
If there are donuts, the cop would have ate him. Speaking of deliveries that didn't go as planned, let's go to Pennsylvania, where a truck carrying 100 monkeys crashed on the highway.
Oh. Are the monkeys okay?
The monkeys are fine, but 3 of them got out. And ran up a monk in Pennsylvania.
Did they find him?
Yes, Dana. Fortunately enough, they were able to humanely rescue these 3 monkeys, and they now since have returned.
That's what they say. Humanely. We've seen Planet of the Apes.
Oh. I'm just glad one of them wasn't named Caesar, because if Caesar gets out, we got a problem.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question for you, too.
All right.
Can fish talk?
Dory.
No.
Well, actually, they can talk, just like Dory. A new study from Cornell University shows that fish are more likely to communicate with sound than we thought. And they've been doing it for 155 million years.
Million? Fish are that old?
They're prehistoric. Experts say that fish sounds have evolved 33 times and about two-thirds of the fish that can actually talk to each other. And even though they don't have ears, they can hear through their eyes.
No!
Yes!
No!
That's my fish talking impersonation.
And they're good bilingual. Job. They speak whale. Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be back right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
February 4th here on the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to hand a mic over to DJ Automatic. It's time for music facts.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Cameron celebrating today.
All the girls see the. Look at his kicks. Look at his car. All I say is.
Oh, boy. I love that one.
First, we're going to start in 1977 because on this day, Fleetwood Mac releases their album, Rumors.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom.
The album Rumors stayed at number one for 31 weeks.
Wow.
That's a record. Becoming one of the best-selling albums of all time. It sold 40 million worldwide. But we're going to fast forward to October 2020 when a guy riding on a longboard drinking some cranberry juice brought this song back to life after 40 plus years.
TikTok, man, a power of social media. It was just a feel-good moment. The guy's truck had broken down. He said, it's all right. Life's going to be okay. I still got a job. Rode that longboard to work. And now he rides his brand new truck to the bank to put those checks in there. and he made money.
Also, too, what a moment in music history as well, because now artists like Fleetwood Mac are able to make money on that, whereas like a decade ago, they wouldn't have gotten no burn from that.
Shout out to Dogface.
Next, we're going to 1992. On this day, Sir Mix-a-Lot releases his third album, Mac Daddy. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby Got Back became one of the biggest hip-hop hits of all time. It spent 5 weeks at number one. The video was actually banned from MTV for a little while because, remember, he was dancing on top of the butts. Yeah. People didn't like that. VH1 ranked it as the number 17 record of the 100 best songs of all time.
Classic hip-hop song. Very fun.
And today in 2007, Prince shows the world how to entertain in the rain when he performs his iconic version of Purple Rain, In the Rain, at the Super Bowl.
I think about all of the artists who performed at halftime for Super Bowl, including Michael Jackson. Great. There was just something about that. He's by himself, and he's got his guitar, and it starts raining, and it's like, I don't think that I've ever seen anything like that. Like, I don't think I saw it live, but watching it on YouTube.
He got stage props from God.
Just why? Mm-hmm. Do yourself a favor and YouTube. Look on YouTube at that moment.
And he did the performance in heels. And a lot of the crew members said that they were having trouble staying, like, planted when they were just setting the things up. So they were still confused on how he executed and performed. Yeah, I agree with Dana. The best Super Bowl performance in the history of Super Bowl performances.
And last, we're going to go to 2012. Adele becomes the first female British artist to have three number one songs from the same album.
Adele, a force to be reckoned with. One of my favorite artists of all time.
Well, 21 became the best-selling album of the 2010s. It sold 12 million copies.
Hello, I'm telling you. All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What do people regret more? Having children or getting a tattoo? Well, we're about to tell you right now. That's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier today, we were talking about an interesting situation that happened to a family. A grandma, right? Also a mother-in-law, the mother-in-law of the lady who reached out to us, said that the grandma, took her daughter to get a tattoo without telling her, and the daughter is age 14.
She took her for her 14th birthday. She just turned 14.
Ooh, sketch, dog. Right away, if I was a parent, I would want to know, like, yo, where did you take her? Like, is it even sterile?
Wait, yeah, what tattoo artist thought that was okay?
I don't get that at all. Yeah. Unless they just straight up lied.
They could have done that. Could have said she was 18. And could have said that was her mom. That was her guardian. There's a lot of ways you could have lied to the tattoo artist.
And at that point,
artist.
Do you, like, just cut the grandma off completely out the family? Because
if my mom did that with my kid, yeah. No, I don't know if I cut her off completely.
Yeah, dog. I didn't ask you to put it in the hypothetical, but yeah, you did, dog. Your mom was going to call you and be like, what?
No, but she's going to pay for that tattoo removal.
Oh.
Like, that's a given.
I don't think, are you going to let the kid rock with it or no?
No, hell no. Oh, she's 14. I mean, dang, what 14-year-old knows what they want?
I'm just saying, that process takes a long time. But, you know, and speaking of tattoo removal, there is approximately 12% of Americans who regret getting their tattoo, according to the latest census.
What?
Now, on the other hand, there's 8 to 17% of people who regret having their children. Although,
so it's about even.
it's close
having
to even.
Kids versus getting a tattoo. Well, I don't regret my kid, and I've never gotten a tattoo.
Well, I regret my tattoos that I don't have a kid. So here we are. All right,
the Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I can't believe fish talk through their eyes, and they've been doing it for 150 million years.
Maybe when we're evolved enough, I'll be able to talk through my eyes.
I just was blown away by that because I just keep thinking about the way fish look in the fish tank. They hate being there. They look at you, and they don't blink. They're just looking at you.
Do you think it has something to do with vibrations, and that's how they pick it up through their eyes or something? Or
fish are way more advanced than we are, obviously. They talk through their eyes.
How are you figuring? They don't even communicate verbally. How could they? Can't walk.
They're talking through their eyes. Oh, so walking makes you better?
Well, we eat them. So how are they more advanced than
we are? We are going to destroy the Earth. We've been here a blip. They've been around 150 million years. Who do you think
they've been
is smarter?
Around a lot longer than that, Dana.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay, well.
We won't make it. Fish will still be here. So maybe
turned
I'll come
into
back
a whole episode of Unnatural GM.
I hope I come back as a fish. All right, more podcasts now.